right, so I'll just leave you to the devices in here, and I'll come back in an hour.
Me too. I'm gonna go print another document.
Okay. See?
Right.
Any box?
Okay.
Such a long time set up.
Do you guys actually have sort of interaction or discussions while you were doing the annotation? Did you have stages of clarification or?
We did. At the beginning, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did a training set, didn't we, and then compared to see.
Yeah, we did two of those, didn't we?
We probably did.
I think we did two training sets, and then we had at least one meeting with you where we talked it all through.
And supposedly decided on things.
Yes.
And we did all the rest of them separately.
Yeah.
So did you feel that it was some kind of some process of convergence, like that you initially had quite different ideas about the phrase types and markations, and then eventually you came up with some kind of rules that you set up between the two of you?
Yes.
Or?
Actually, no.
Okay.
I mean, I thought we had basically the same ideas. I don't remember ever having strong arguments about what should be in what group, or it was just the rules about things that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what counted as for the spectral features, it was more confusing. What counted as a spectral feature?
Mm-hmm.
We had a long discussion about that, but I don't remember sort of arguing from different sides and converging, just sort of piecing out what would come up and agreeing what we'd do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a manual, which we haven't got here. Do you reckon we could get a copy? Would that be useful?
It probably would be. But
I
don't have to leave the meeting now.
It's been a long time, since we've done this.
Can we get Ben to print us out one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
okay. Ben has the file with this manual, or
we did send it.
He has had it, certainly.
Yeah. Otherwise, we can go up to our system and get it.
It's gone.
There's a cool little countdown clock that lets you know exactly how long you've been meeting, so.
Ooh, count up.
We could have these things in our area. No, we don't have high tech.
I don't know how things work. We did.
Well, I guess that's telescopes, but that's different than those things.
They're hardly in our areas.
They have got a conference thing, haven't they? In the ATC.
Yeah, that's right. Although it isn't actually used all that often these days, I think.
I had to fly to Germany to do a teleconference, the same as you for the ESO interview.
Gosh.
And they fly you to Germany and put you on a four-way teleconference with three people in Chile. And had they asked, we could have done it fine at ATC.
Right.
And saved them having to go to Germany for a day.
Right.
But we haven't got that far.
That's a very strange interview feeling as well, because you can't see
any missing the body language
while you're giving your talk, because they just show. Usually they have a camera on you and a camera on them.
Right.
But during the talk part, they have a camera on, I believe, them, because I could see that guy reading a newspaper halfway through my talk. And then they had a camera on showing what my slides were.
Right.
And so you forget that they can see you at all.
Right.
And so when all of that was over, they were answering your questions and the view switched again. And I realized I was sitting there in the interview going.
And mine was even, it was different again. It was a four-way split screen with me and three other people. And it just stayed like that. And I had the talk on the laptop in front of me, and they had the talk on their laptops.
Right.
And I had to tell them when to press the button to turn the page.
And you can't say, looking over here.
Yeah.
Like you see towards the top left of the image. And luckily, Olivia had warned me it might be complicated. And
it's
so I had something with, without
though,
very many, not little arrows flying in and things, because that would just make it really difficult. But I practiced the talk, standing up in front of it and pointing to things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're sitting down in front of it, and you can see yourself. But not only do you see yourself, you see yourself bounce back 2 seconds later. By the time the signal
really
had gone to Chile,
it is really
strange. Can I just do that? And then you're reacting to what you did a while ago.
Right.
That's a really daft situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay, that's printing that on as well.
Great.
Excellent. Right, we can start talking about.
Shall we dive in the interim?
Yes. Continuum flux or continuum? Flux on its own wouldn't be a spectral feature. I think it should probably just be continuum. If it was continuum luminosity, you probably wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't do. I think I'm I think I'm working out who's top and bottom. Yeah, I'm happy enough with that. I don't feel strongly about it.
Okay. I actually haven't really thought about like a marking or not marking who's top and who's bottom. I think maybe that would make sense for you guys to know.
I think Ben said he left it out on purpose, which is reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm bottom anyway.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm top.
So I'm bottom, you can tell. Because I would fight for line being a special feature as well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably right as well.
It's a bit hard to mark on this. Do that.
Okay. Next.
So, I'm just for the convention. You're marking which
what you want.
Annotation you think is the right one.
Yes. Yeah. And if neither, then we'll have to put something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here we're missing soft component on the bottom.
And I think there. You're probably right. Soft component is a.
If you get line, I get soft component.
Yep.
Sorry.
Oh.
I should intervene probably, but.
No, go ahead.
Well, isn't it that if it's a region of the spectrum that, and you can point at it, then it is a spectral feature, and that isn't.
You can point to a soft component.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's a big bump in the soft bit.
Okay.
Now, is a feature part of a spectral feature? I think you're right there as well.
I'm not fussed about that.
It's not just
mean absorption. The same
thing. But it's not just absorption at 0.5 kV. It's actually something in the absorption that you're seeing. If it was a dip in absorption or a lack of absorption.
This is the thing you point to. Yeah, that's the thing you point to, and this is a physical mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd say two down, 250 to go. Excellent.
That's two.
That's definitely two. You're right.
This one with the equivalent width. I think you're right there. We weren't going to mark the equivalent width, but we were going to mark the lines.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Alrighty. What are we missing?
Broad line.
Yeah, that's true. You get that.
And nebulae.
As
a source type.
I don't remember what we were doing with nebulae. We weren't doing like H2 regions and stuff, were we?
I can't remember
actually.
Should we see when the manual comes? Let's come back to that one.
Yep. Yes.
I can't remember what we did about that either.
We were doing descriptions that made things separate classes, in which case I'd argue for elliptical, I think.
That seems reasonable.
My God, I've just gone mad with the underlining here.
Yes. Breaking the power law index. I think that's probably a. You can point to it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Equally,
but you wouldn't know
it's not a.
Yeah.
It's something you've derived.
The power law index is something you derive. A break in a spectrum is something you can point at. So.
What's a break in a power law index?
I think that's a feature, because in this spectrum it does that and it does that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that thing there.
Yeah, that is where it breaks. So, yeah.
Slight depression of the continuum near the Lyman limit. I think you're right.
And
there
if
as
I did
well.
It again, I'd say slight depression of the continuum and possibly, well,
because
you can see both the slight depression and the Lyman limit, but we're supposed to say the descriptive words of the features. So.
Yeah, if it was absorption at H alpha,
mm-hmm.
that would all be one. Or absorbing at 5,000 nanometers would all be one anyway.
Yeah, but they would be the same.
At a certain point.
They'd both be the same spectral feature. Whereas here,
well,
there's
this
two
is
spectral
near.
Features. There's a Lyman limit, which you can see, and then there's a slight depression near it. But
yeah, I think you're right. It's near rather than at. It's not.
Yeah.
Let's mark that.
Do you have a sense about that?
You want to split that one, then, do you, into two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with that, I think. Yeah.
Is that clear?
Excellent.
So, good little effort.
Yeah, okay.
Absorption.
That I didn't mark because it's the physical process of absorption.
Yes,
not
and
the
you're right there as well.
The thing.
I think there's more awake to this.
Would there be other cases where you would actually mark an absorption or
Yeah, if it was there's an absorption feature or absorption is seen at the spectrum at this wavelength. But when you say, for example, the quasar is absorbed, that just means the quasar is behind a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's describing something physically rather than describing the spectrum itself.
Okay.
Thank you.
There is no steep soft component below 2 kV.
I don't remember what we were going to do about things that weren't there. It's not something you can point to. You could point to it if it were there.
Yes, you could. I tend to miss out things if they're too long.
But if it had been there, you would have
marked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I think you would.
Yeah.
Should we go back to number five?
Is it the nebula?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
nebula.
Yeah.
What are we saying about nebula? Source types. No, nebula counts, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Right.
We weren't matching it H2 regions because it was a region, I think, was the argument for that. Line again.
Line ratios.
But I remember we weren't going to mark line ratios, but we were going to mark, because here where you've got equivalent width of H beta, or if it's a...
But
ratio is different.
Line in line and line ratios is modifying ratios, isn't it? It's,
I guess.
It's not talking about specific lines. A line ratio is a thing.
Yeah, because have it actually listed explicitly on that you're not going to include it.
Right.
Don't include
line ratios after abundances. So.
Is that the value or is it the word?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't
derive property.
You wouldn't include abundances or line strengths.
No.
Yeah. It shouldn't.
You wouldn't include line in that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're circling the one you like.
Keep, yeah.
Right.
Damped Lyman alpha absorbers. I think that's a spectral feature, even though it's. You wouldn't mark the source type.
Oh, sorry. So
can I just ask, now you just aligned, you circled the word in the outline, which didn't...
Yes, because we don't want it underlined.
Right,
it
sorry. Oh, I see, okay.
So, yeah.
Right, damped life now. See, again, that's these are source types. It's not a source type.
But it's also a...
But damped Lyman alpha absorbers are physical things, not... spectral features.
But you also absorb them by, you observe them by their spectral feature. What were we doing for things, broad absorption line quasar, for example? We were marking the broad absorption line as well as broad absorption line quasar. So I think it should be the same as that. If it's defined by a spectral feature, we should mark it.
But you wouldn't be able to point to something in a spectrum and say that's a damped Lyman alpha absorber unless you'd...
You could point to damped Lyman alpha, though. Because it says, spectral features we're now referring to a type of source, e.g. Balin, Balquasar.
But we wouldn't say absorbers were a type of source.
Not a specific type of source, but I think still the spectral feature counts even though it's a modifier of something.
Okay. I'm not certain about that, but I...
What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, you can look at this spectrum in spot that Limonel has been damped.
But...
That is a spectral feature.
Don't with damped Lyman alpha observers, you see them a variety of places along the line of sight. So you have to know...
Yeah, that's true.
How does it work? I don't know what damped Lyman alpha
observers... If you look at a quasar and you see a bunch of... If you got a bunch of clouds of gas in the way, mm-hmm. you can see these things. But you wouldn't be able to point at one of them and say, ah,
different
that's a damped.
Yeah.
They're going to be different redshifts.
But that doesn't mean that it's... You can still say that's damped Lyman alpha and that's damped Lyman alpha.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
You can say all of that is damped Lyman alpha.
But you're guessing in a way, aren't you? So.
But isn't that always the case of something that's not particularly...
Well, no, but you see them in all sorts of different redshifts. It's like the Lyman alpha forest, mm-hmm. sort of. And I'm not certain I would mark that.
That's a tricky one. Certainly.
If it was some other spectral feature and then absorbers, would we mark it?
No, I wouldn't, because they're physical things, not spectral features. You can't point at something on a spectrum and say that's definitely a damped Lyman alpha. And I guess it's because they're modifiers of this source type, and we wouldn't mark that source type.
But we include modifiers of source types we would mark.
We wouldn't mark
absorbers.
We're
not marking absorbers. Yeah. But if it was a damped Lyman alpha quasar, then we would mark quasar and we would mark damped Lyman alpha.
Right. Well,
if it was board absorption like quasar, we'd mark it.
In the manual.
Yeah. So it's just, I guess, whether damped Lyman alpha is a spectral feature in itself. Which I would probably.
It's a tricky one.
Say it was, but then I've never looked at it.
I guess it is.
Okay.
And that it is altering the spectrum, isn't it? I mean, it's a change in this spectrum of.
It doesn't have to be something that's specific. I guess, you know, we say a big blue bump or a soft or a continuum, and we include those.
But we weren't going to include descriptions of spectral features that were based on fitting.
That's true. We have included power law, though.
Have we?
Well, no, we included seep soft components, sorry, and here. We included breaking the power law because of the break.
Steep soft component. Yeah, breaking the power law is something I'm not certain of. Steep soft component is something you can point at in a spectrum and say, there
There's
it
still
is.
Still some degree of fitting in it.
Yeah.
You know, what's steep and what's shallow?
It's tricky.
Let's have that for now then. If we change our mind later when we go through, we can always come back to it and say.
Yeah.
Again, I'd say this is a physical process, not a spectral feature.
And absorption again.
Yeah.
Right, what have we got different here?
I don't have a K star, but I should do.
Yeah, that's that one. And this one here. Oh, we were including feature within spectral feature.
We were.
Okay.
What's wrong with broad H alpha?
I think I just missed it.
Right.
I think it's not as if it's a... Although it's full width self maximum, it's still the line within it.
Yeah. Okay.
Silicon 2 is an element rather than in this context, rather than a line. These are the lines. I guess if Raya there wasn't in there, then you'd have it silicon 2 lines at.
Yeah.
But with Raya there, I think that means silicon 2 derived from these two features.
Yeah. I think so too, isn't it? That's actually an ionic species, isn't
yeah,
it? Actually,
that's true. Yeah.
A spectral feature so on its own.
Yeah, that's true.
Lyman Alpha Forest clouds.
Oh no, we're back to it again.
Lyman Alpha Forest, you can point to on the spectrum.
That's true, but Lyman Alpha Forest clouds are source types we aren't marking.
So we haven't, basically, we just haven't got a rule for spectral features within or referring to types of source.
Which
we're not
we don't mark.
Source.
Yeah. But
so
we can
are we
just
marking
be consistent.
H2 and H2 regions, for example?
And I don't think we are, because that's not a spectral feature.
Well, yeah, but I guess it's not defined by a spectral feature,
yeah.
Though, H2 region, whereas Lyman Alpha Forest is defined by the definition of Lyman Alpha Forest clouds is that they have Lyman Alpha Forests.
But saying that isn't the same as saying we've seen that in a spectrum, whereas a broad line quasar, someone has looked at it and they've seen a broad line. But if you're discussing Lyman Alpha Forest clouds, they could just be discussing the physical object, which we aren't marking.
Why aren't you marking it then?
Because they weren't, I don't know.
I don't think we were
marking anything blobby. I didn't mark.
Diffuse emission or.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't count as a source type or.
Well, that's what I'm
wondering,
really.
Yeah.
I remembered not marking nebula or clouds or.
Yeah, this is this responds species of cloud. It's a particular species of cloud, not just a general cloud, isn't it? So isn't that different?
It's a modifier of clouds, but I don't think if we're including the.
Yeah.
I think
we just have to decide whether
clouds,
we're doing
we can't include.
Yeah, but Bob's saying maybe we should be including nebula and clouds.
Perhaps we should have done.
But we haven't,
but
done,
we
the
haven't
whole
done the
thing.
Whole thing. So
okay.
I think maybe we just need to put.
I
and
guess
I don't include
yeah.
diffuse emission. But then we still have to decide if we don't label the source. What do we do about the spectral features that define that source? If we have, for example, broad absorption line object, we mark that. We mark broad absorption line in that.
But that's because we've to know it's a broad absorption line object, we have seen it.
But to know this is a Lyman Alpha Forest cloud, we've seen Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's in the spectrum of another object, though. It isn't the spectrum of the.
But it's still a spectral feature,
cloud.
Even if it's not. It might be a spectral feature,
yeah.
Not in the cloud, but it's a spectral feature in the quasar,
that
the Lyman Alpha Forest.
True.
Yeah.
And you could point at it, that's true, and say
yeah.
that is.
Let's keep them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even if not marked. No one else can read that, sorry.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah.
Lyman Alpha Forest again.
Yeah.
And that definitely is a spectral feature on its own, then, because it doesn't even say
yeah.
forest clouds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Helium-2 optical depth, I think that's an elemental.
Yeah, yeah, that's derived. You're right.
Oh, we marked the same line.
Excellent.
What have we done differently?
You've got line brightness temperatures.
It's a derived property of the line. We're gonna have a lot of these.
Yeah, we are.
And we weren't using line. What was one we didn't do before? Line ratio we weren't doing.
Yeah, I don't think line brightness temperatures counts. Because it's not talking about a specific line.
Yeah.
So. Talking about lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that counts.
Line feature.
Right.
Sorry, can we just go back one page? Did you resolve the lines for different segmentations? Like, the main problem was.
There's only one difference here.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a problem of like one having underlined the entire.
They're all the same otherwise.
Quite impossible.
Yes, excellent. Damped Lyman Alpha again. Systems.
And Lyman Alpha data.
That that's a modifier of data.
Okay. But if you said,
I mean, that's a description of the type of data.
The continuum spectrum. Mm.
I really don't think that counts.
But if it's a damp Lyman alpha spectrum, you'd mark damp Lyman alpha because it's in the spectrum. And
I wouldn't,
data
but
is
you
would.
I think just because it's got a spectral feature in the phrase, you wouldn't, for example, when we were saying silicon two levels, we didn't mark silicon two. That's got nothing to do with the spectrum.
But if it's saying silicon two line levels, then you would.
But what this actually means is we've made some measurements based on damped Lyman alpha measurements, and they tell us this answer. And this answer is inconsistent with that answer.
I think you're probably right in the case of it being data.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
Hmm? I'm not sure, actually. I think I would mark it. It is a region of the spectrum, and they are actually using a region of the spectrum as the data.
If it's an emission line data.
If you both want not to mark it, then fine, don't mark it.
Mm-hmm. If it's an emission line data, would we put it in?
I wouldn't, but because
it
it's a modifier of data.
But if it just said emission line, we would. The emission line is strong. The emission line data shows strong. Then I think it's the same, actually. I think it's data isn't even needed. It's inconsistent with the damped Lyman alpha at more than 99% con. Or the damped Lyman alpha feature. If you put feature there rather than data, then you'd mark it.
Oh, feature, absolutely.
But I think data is equivalent of.
So from the perspective of the name entity recognition task, so I think there was also this one guideline of saying, for example, if something sitting under a negation, right, that there was no damped LY alpha something, then I think the convention was that you still would mark that, right? So it's more like it's sort of like a quite literal task. So it's really like finding these kind of these types of strings rather than really referring to the underlying physical reality, which I mean, sort of like if you were to resolve these kind of cases in order to put them, say, in a database, and so then you'd probably be right in this case, right? But given that the kind of thing is that this name entity recognition task is a much more literal thing, like really just finding these kind of strings.
Right.
I think in this case, I would say this is probably an entity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Isn't that we can argue about it for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Not like Meerkat.
Right.
Damp Lyman alpha systems.
Take it again, but systems
it shouldn't
should be.
It should be damp Lyman alpha in red, whatever that is, spectral feature. And that shouldn't be there at all.
Okay. You've done it again.
And I've done it twice. Is that clear enough?
Yes. Right. Source type. Did we have a rule about this?
We were including modifiers, including broadline quasars, non-broadline quasars as well.
Mm.
So I think we should probably agree. Because flat spectrum radio quasars are very different from
that's true.
Deep spectrum.
That is true.
Excellent.
Just hitting the half an hour mark.
Yes.
Continuous.
Speed up.
Remarkably soft ionizing continuous. You're right, I think.
Oh. See, that's talking about the flux of ionizing photons rather than
the
continuum of that spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't like that one. Oxygen abundance.
That's not a heavy element absorption lines, I think, should be there.
I'm happy enough with that.
Now, what else is different?
Blue shifted. That's okay with me, I don't care. Yeah, you can have that as well.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. Next.
You read star forming galaxies are distinct.
I think they are.
I don't know why I did that. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Probably because you were doing 7,000 of these.
Yeah, could be that I was a bit sleepy. Lines from ions? Yeah. You can't tell the difference between a line from an ion and a line from something else.
You're not?
Well, you know where they are in the... Well, I guess, yeah, I don't know.
If it was lines from H2, you'd mark it.
That's true. That's true. All right.
Blue wing flux. What are we going to do about flux? Doesn't say?
Yeah, but the feature itself is blue wing flux, or if it said blue wing feature, we'd mark feature.
Hmm. Yes, it's the amount of stuff in the blue wing.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with that. Line peak. I think that should be marked, even though it's talking about increasing line peak, it's also talking about increasing excess blue wing. Should it actually be excess blue wing flux?
Possibly. I don't know.
Anyway. I think line peak is something you can point to.
You can point to it, but can you point to a line peak velocity shift?
No,
yeah,
but you
I don't
can't,
think you can.
You can't also point to increasing blue wing.
Well, you can point to blue wing flux because you have your line and there's the blue wing flux. But if the line peak is increasingly shifted,
yeah, I don't think that's a feature.
Okay.
Mm, there's a system issue again, so we should be consistent and keep it, right?
Right. Neutral hydrogen, Gavin-Peterson. I think all of that's the spectrum feature. It's
really?
Basically a way of saying
process,
the Gavin-Peterson.
Yeah.
It's a way of saying the Gavin-Peterson trough, though. Which, if you just said that.
Well.
It's Gavin-Peterson absorption from
neutral
hydrogen rather than. If it was hydrogen absorption, you'd mark the whole thing. If it was hydrogen line, you would, so you should mark if it was. Or HB to absorption. It marks the kind of spectral feature, doesn't it?
It's a process, isn't it?
Mm.
But so is HB to emission, it's a process from H beta. But it's still. This is a process from neutral hydrogen. I guess what I'm meaning is neutral hydrogen should be in there. And the fact that Gavin-Peterson comes between it, it's just a pain.
Well, I wouldn't have any of it, I think, actually. I think all of that is just the description of a process. Isn't it?
I think I might agree with you. Because this definitely shouldn't be marked. Because that is a process, not
yeah.
And if that shouldn't be marked, then that shouldn't be marked.
Okay. Just crossing the note.
Right.
Blue shifted absorption. I think it's a modifier of the thing, and so probably should be there.
Okay.
As in, we're putting weak and strong absorption would count, so I think blue shifted should. That's talking about the line, isn't it? So that should be in.
Yes. Okay.
You think?
Yeah, that's talking about iron two strength rather than. It's not the abundance of it or any derived property, it's just the strength of the lines.
You don't think that it actually is abundance, really, in a way? I'm not sure, but...
I guess perhaps it is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Let's make a decision. I guess it could be abundant.
Well, yeah. Either that, if that shouldn't be in, neither should either of those.
Yes, that's true. And I think it probably should then. Yeah. We will put narrow line strength. If it said FE2 line strength, we would definitely put it in.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's what it's referring to, even though it's not. It's not saying.
Well, but it. Isn't this an elemental abundance that you estimate actually using a number of lines? It isn't just one discrete line in the spectrum, is it?
Lines.
Well, if you
it's an abundance. It's an element, I guess, but it's.
Two is an ionic species, and it'll have a number of lines in the spectrum, and you'll estimate an abundance of the species that's using all the lines.
But it says strength rather than abundance. I think that's still looking at the amount of flux coming out of all the FE2 lines rather than.
Have we marked things like? Yeah, I don't know if we've marked things like silicon one throughout.
In general, we haven't. If it's saying it's a line.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, does this specifically refer to a line? Maybe it's not clear enough to mark.
Yeah.
Let's not mark it.
Yeah, if we don't mark it, though, we definitely shouldn't mark these two, should we?
Well, no, if that's line, narrow line. If it said FE2 line strength, then we would mark it. Because you're talking about the line of it rather than the element.
Do you agree with that?
I think so.
If that's true, then they're leaving out the word line. I don't think should mean that it shouldn't be marked.
The word line should be in there. Or
but I mean, we know what they mean, right?
Yeah. I think they mean the line strength rather than the FE2 abundance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then have it in.
That's what they probably mean. Next. Yes, bloated star.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Take out line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the line.
Yep.
As is that.
You're right.
I think you're right.
Radio loud counts. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right there as well. So it's a new process.
Okay. That counts.
Yes, that was one I wasn't sure about, because I didn't do phone for red.
Yeah.
And if it was ULERX, you'd put it in. That's just the wrong bit.
This shouldn't be, should it?
I don't know.
Does those count as modifiers? Active, we definitely include active.
Yes, I guess the problem is GE2, what does that mean?
Kind of elliptical, is it? E2 is kind of elliptical,
yeah.
I don't know what the G means.
Okay, right. I guess that's one I just didn't know what it was, the catalog. H alpha, I think, should be marked.
Does that not mean a broadband detection? And does that count?
Sorry, what's the?
H alpha detection.
Yeah, you're still detecting the line, even if you're detecting it from broadband filters.
But don't we say we don't do that? I'm right, look. Don't include modifiers of regions or systems, e.g.
forward line
region.
You are right.
Systems. That's why I wasn't doing
and
it.
And narrow line nebulae.
Right.
Okay, we need to get back and change
look at
this.
That.
You're right. Okay, where was it? Started here. Where did it? Well, we have got nebulae marked here.
Yeah, but modifiers of regions or systems is the...
Could be yellow if you see one.
Yeah, we can always change this if we think we're right, rather than going back through
it. So damp climate alpha absorbers shouldn't be in there.
Based on this, but we could change this rule rather than changing all those things.
But then
what's the appropriate thing to do at this point?
I've probably used that rule half the time and just forgotten to use it other times.
Just about changing rules, I mean, in a sense, you also want to make sure that the annotation, that the agreements that you arrive on today, that they're consistent with what you did before, right?
Right.
So, I mean, this really only displays those cases where you disagreed.
Right.
But if you still, like, change a rule now on the fly, then that might create inconsistency.
Because you might have followed
that. Yes, I'm sure I followed that rule sometimes and just forgotten. So let's take that out. Lyman Alpha Forest here.
Yeah.
But Lyman Alpha Forest should be in here because it's not talking about a, it's not modified.
Yeah, that's fine. Damp Lyman Alpha systems.
Oh,
we're back to
data.
Damp Lyman Alpha data.
Data, I think we should keep in.
Okay.
Okay, that's. Would be the same as feature.
I
spectrum.
Still don't
think
that
goes in. I
think
data is the same as spectrum, because the data is a spectrum.
I still don't like it, but...
Final viewable?
I don't have passion for
it. I wouldn't, I think, now, probably.
And this one comes out as well?
Yep.
Okay, so we want.
Yeah, just cross
nothing.
Those out.
Yep. Right.
Oops.
We're there.
Excellent. So what were we looking at this page for anyway? It was for something
else. H alpha detection.
Broadband detections isn't don't include.
But I wouldn't is H alpha broadband?
Line,
it's a line.
Isn't it? So,
so it would be a narrowband detection.
Yeah.
Narrowband imaging detection. All right, good.
I think so.
H alpha emitters are not a distinct class of source, I don't think.
No, they aren't.
Line.
Just out of curiosity, this narrow broadband that refers to the type of spectrogram that you have, like on the type of filter, or is
Exactly that.
But I guess if you're picking out a spectral feature, even with a broadband or narrowband, then it's still a spectral feature. If you're picking out a line.
Yeah.
However you pick it out.
Line on its own.
People tell me a lot of those, which makes life simpler.
Okay, yeah. Right. This is another systems thing.
Yeah. Absorption profiles. I think the whole thing should actually be marked. Even complex.
Okay.
How far should we go?
Yeah.
Complex just absorption profiles.
Yeah, absorption profiles I'll go for. Why not?
Lyman alpha forest line blanketing or Lyman alpha forest line?
Yeah, take out the blanketing. That's just. Ah, sorry.
This is a system.
Yep.
VLBI is an instrument.
Now, VLBI is
a network.
It's VLBI is interferometer. It's a technique. It's not a.
Yes.
Yeah. A network is an instrument, then.
It's called something else, isn't it? The VL.
Very long baseline array.
Yeah, it's called the VLBI.
If it had an A on the end, it would be the instrument.
This is VLBI network image. So do they mean the VLBI?
Isn't all of this is an instrument, if you have it all, isn't it?
European VLBI net. It's an instrument, not a research group.
Yes, because it takes an image. A research group could take an image. Okay, let's. How much modifiers are we putting in?
It's only supposed to be proper names, but I don't.
Which it is.
Yeah, is that. So this whole thing is an instrument.
You from 1.6? That's or what I think. European.
I think it's.
Or just from VLBI.
Starting with. Europe.
This isn't capital.
I see. Yeah. So is this like it's a subset of the VLBI?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just in Europe.
Right.
There's actually Merlin and all the international analogs in Europe, all hooked up into one instrument, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That is a source name. You're right.
That's just broadband, isn't it? Broadband emission.
Yeah, that's just.
So that shouldn't be marked. Radio loud objects. It's not really. It's not a mod. Mm-hmm.
We say something about objects, and I think it's that we don't use it.
Anything ending in object, we don't include. Yeah. Yeah. So none of those. Yeah. Now we've both marked line ratios here.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have done.
And that's the same.
That's that. Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's certainly not a source name.
And there it's different because you're talking about the ionizing continuum.
Yeah, that means it's a processor. It's the type of photons. That's not the continuum you're looking at.
And you can point to line pairs.
Sure you can, yeah.
That shouldn't be in there.
Nope. Neither should that.
You're right there. That's all one big spectral feature. And nebula shouldn't be marked.
Have we agreed on that? We only agreed that, so far we've only agreed that we can't include spectral features modifying nebula. But I don't see yet where it's written down that you can't mark nebula.
We did mark nebula. Yes.
Yeah.
It was things that weren't distinct, like.
Yeah, but see, there's so many different kinds of nebula, I think, is why I wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difficult one. But if we're going to stick to it, let's stick.
Yeah. If we're going to have one, let's have one.
That's different.
Don't mind.
I think if we start putting that in, we could get confused.
Mm.
And you're right there.
You're right. That's source type.
Yeah.
Line blanketing.
You think?
I know, I don't think I do that.
We had line blanketing just now, we included it, I think.
Did you? I thought it was a process, and it wasn't included.
When was it?
We did just have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that far back, was it?
think.
No, it wasn't that
happening. Lyman Forest line, blank, we took
blanketing out. Yeah, we took blanketing out.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be in.
That's
is that awesome. It? Yeah. That's a source name.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Is. Red and blue components. I think you're right there as well.
Yeah.
You could say.
Yeah, that. I think I'm right.
Yeah, I think in the same way that you can point to soft X-rays or the hard X-rays, you can point to the red and the.
Well, I would argue about that, you see, because I think that that you only extract that after you actually model a spectrum, don't you?
The soft excess you can definitely point to on an X-ray thing, and you know if there's one there or not. You can say, that's that. So,
yeah.
You're saying you wouldn't know it was
our
soft unless you...
Research.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the continuum. If you have a galaxy spectrum, you can say there's the blue component, there's the red component to the spectrum.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, it comes from adding two different things together.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That
I can see that. Yeah.
And then it's actually really
after
you actually model
the spectral
spectrum, not just after looking at a spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd give that for red and blue components, but I wouldn't probably give that for soft component, because a soft excess is that's an X-ray thing. Like a break, you say.
If it's
like
red or blue
yeah.
excess rather than red or blue component.
Yeah, but
I guess
on component it is means it's never been touching the model then.
Yeah, I'd take out red and blue. Which means maybe we should take out soft, but it's such a basic sort of, you look at a spectrum and you say that's a soft excess, it's a soft.
The excesses, yeah.
Yeah.
But
if you modelled it with two parts, one had a
component isn't.
Hard and softer spectrum.
That's
Hubble
probably
in Hubble
true,
Deep Field South.
Hubble in Hubble Deep Field South.
I didn't include it. Although it does apply to
I
the telescope.
Yeah.
But
Let's keep going. So did we have a soft component earlier?
Yes.
So we should kill it.
Yeah.
Anyone remember when?
I think actually pretty early on, I'd have thought.
Start at the beginning.
There it is.
Oh. Excellent.
Right.
How much? Anyway, the top one I think you should include. Possibly with flux as well, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with
and
that.
And then, high-Z radio galaxies. Now, what did we say about acronyms where part of it was useful?
Do we make a decision about high-Z radio galaxies? Because I think they are discussed as a separate source type, aren't they?
What are they?
High-Z radio galaxies?
Only just interesting because on the hours.
At high Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you
should
mark high shift in that.
Yeah.
No.
They are just basic. But yeah.
No, just, yeah.
What did we say about acronyms where?
Where part of it's useful. I think you're supposed to mark the whole thing, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I think you are.
Yeah, so you're right.
See if it's 1.8 and 1.9 galaxies.
It's a sub-classification of Seyfert. No one would make a
you wouldn't say
study of
about
Seyfert 1.8.
Well,
yes.
People do that, don't they?
Do
it's pretty stupid.
I think they probably are.
All right.
Yeah, things.
A separate. Yeah, it's just the element that's annoying. Emission line feature we're going to include.
Yep. Galaxy, yeah, galaxy and galaxy process. Formation doesn't yes. count. And
this is one
that counts.
Well, it should be this one, but.
But in
what if you don't, if these are doubly underlined? Has it just plotted the top colour?
Or was it actually possible to doubly underline
yes.
things?
Yeah.
I don't know which one it would display then.
Okay, because what we want.
Then
let's just mark what we want and not that, but with. Also,
yeah.
borderline. I can't write.
I actually didn't know that was possible to have this. So
we changed it so that you could.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Because quite often an object class is defined by a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like borderline radio galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Borderlines.
Yeah, I don't think that should go in. Don't mind.
Oh, okay. Colour for a few things. Oh, it's over here. Hyperluminous galaxy.
If you have the ultraluminous area,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
then I think you have the hyperluminous area.
This is just a colour issue.
Is it? Or is it? Oh, right. And QSO is not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
ISM. Diffuse, so it probably shouldn't be in there.
The ISM isn't a source type, is it?
No.
I don't think so.
What are we doing about nebula again? I've forgotten.
We're now including nebula, aren't we?
Okay.
Yeah. Have we done
features?
Yeah.
Strong drop in the continuum, I think you're right there.
Okay.
I think you're right again. That's just the place.
Yeah. We aren't doing emission line objects.
And we're not doing emission line. When it's a modifier of object, are we?
Oh no, we aren't doing that either, you're right.
The question is, are emission line objects a separate class of source? I think they are.
No.
But, and you're arguing not to have anything with object in it, then?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
So, there goes.
Yeah, anything ending with objects, so nothing.
And super galaxies should be one, you're right there.
Yeah. Yes!
You got through 70.
Excellent.
That's pretty good. That's only a third.
Yeah. We're getting a lot faster.
Speedy up as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good. Mm. Okay.